This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, time. That is from the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, with Tobey Maguire.
If I'm correct, yes. Well done. Thank you for that.
That's your best Great voice.
Time. Can we hear that one more?
Do it again.
Yes! That was Tobey Maguire's best Spider-Man film.
It was actually awesome.
It was. Yes, it
the
was.
Nerd
Doc
was
Ock
good.
Was so good.
Yes, it was.
Man.
This is Jeff from Newport. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Well,
I'm down here in Newport right now.
Yes.
Grew up in Newport.
Awesome.
I was wondering where you guys are going to be tonight.
Long John Silver's.
We are going to be at the Faxon.
Not in Newport, you aren't.
The Faxon Estate or whatever? The Faxon.
Faxon Lodge.
Faxon Lodge.
This isn't a public event tonight.
No, then. That's not the public. And then we were invited to go to O'Brien's. Somebody earlier said Wiggy has to go and get a chicken sandwich at the Crew Cafe, which I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Have you been? I don't know if you've been there or not. We were invited to do a dinner after the garden party at 22 Bowen.
Delicious.
Which you and I went.
Oh yeah, for lunch.
Yeah, we went there for lunch when we were down there for the boat
went there with my wife several times.
Yeah, so we'll Ooh, be
on the landing, of course, we love.
22 Bowen menu looks awesome.
It's a great place, Curtis. We could go there for dinner.
That's a five star.
Yeah, it's an excellent place.
Some of the best food I've ever had.
Yeah, so we'll be out and about.
So basically what you're saying is us common people can't see you tonight.
No, right. You could get a ticket to go to the event, or there's another event also tomorrow. I am staying. Lindsay and I are staying tomorrow and taking in. There's another event tomorrow, I think, that we're going to go to.
There are a lot of events all weekend.
Yeah, the whole crew is headed to Newport. So Curtis, Courtney, Wiggy, Ken, Sales Smoke, everybody's coming down to Newport.
So I'm going where the crowd's going because I've never been to Newport. So wherever we land, it's either going to be a Greg, Courtney, or Curtis recommendation. Curtis, you familiar with Newport?
Not at all.
All right, so it's either going to be a Greg or Courtney recommendation.
I have a dumb question. I'm looking at the map. It looks like our hotel is on an island.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
Code Island.
How do we get there?
There's a bridge.
You just go right over the bridge.
Okay. I can't see the bridge in the map.
It's a gorgeous wedding venue right next door.
Oh.
Two of my best friends got married there.
Oh, really?
Belmare, yeah, very, very nice.
Might have to pick up some wedding information.
Ooh.
Courtney is always within one square mile of a disappearance of a young person or a wedding.
Those are my specialties, Curtis.
Yeah.
Are you planning a wedding?
Are you getting married? Are you gonna renew your vows?
Oh, you never know. My
you
wife and I would
do that. You guys two have loved forever.
Yep,
You should renew your vows and do a little wedding.
I think that's a curse sometimes.
A curse?
Yeah, renewing your vows.
We've done it before.
Every real housewife that does it gets divorced very quickly.
Okay, that's because it's the real housewives.
Right,
because
they're not real.
Why do people do that?
Why do people do what?
Renew their vows.
Well, like, maybe they want to go someplace a little bit more elaborate, or they want to, like, celebrate a specific, you know, amount of years. I mean, we're coming up on 30 years.
We'll just throw a party. Like, do an anniversary party. You don't have to renew your vows.
Right. I think
you took the vow.
Yeah.
And you have the... You've stuck with it, obviously.
Yeah.
So why do you need to renew them?
Well, I think it's just milestones or something like that.
Yeah.
My dad wanted to do that with my mom when we went to Hawaii. I was in high school, and I said, "Please, God, no." I was like very weirded out by the whole thing. Like, I don't want to see you guys, you know, make out and be all over each other all night.
Jeez, they take you to Hawaii and you won't let them get remarried? Well,
now that I'm an adult, I like look back and now. I said to my dad recently, I'm really sorry that I shut you down for that idea. It was very thoughtful and nice that you wanted to do that with mom.
Especially now that you know they hang out at swingers communities.
They don't.
Wi-Fi.
They knew that one pool very well, the nude pool.
They actually didn't.
Okay. No, is it a block from their house?
Nope. It's
the Wi-Fi access.
You're going to say that to, I mean, Courtney's mom is coming.
Yeah, he always does.
Well, she said it. She said
Courtney's mom did not say they were swingers.
No. Courtney said they grew up in a swingers community.
Yes. There were a lot of swingers in my neighborhood, I found out at a later time. My parents did not partake in that.
That's what all those Tupperware parties were for back in the day.
No.
I don't think so.
No. I was shocked when I found out.
Right. Odd coincidence.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, they're the only people in the neighborhood who were not involved.
No, not the only, but...
Did Mike Connor fix the problem on the radio station down there?
I saw a text that said fixed.
Okay, because I texted him. No, I called him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who runs the whole show down there.
What did he say?
He says, he didn't answer the call, and he said, I'm in a sales meeting.
Oh.
It's like, bud, the radio station is running two shows at the same time. Can you leave the sales meeting, the sales Zoom for 5 minutes and go fix it?
Always be closing.
My Lord.
Is there a button you can hit?
He has to go talk to whoever's running the board, whoever the board op is.
What are they playing down there?
It's probably being done remotely.
I was told it was some kind of college football show.
Oh really?
Somebody was talking college football. Oh,
that's great. Awesome. Right in the middle of the fall book.
This is Michael from Rhode Island. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's everything going?
What's up?
I know you guys seem like you got your plans laid out, but if you don't go to Poor Judgment and get a burger, you're missing out. It's the best burger in the world.
Really? What makes it the best burger? What makes it the best?
Just, I don't know what they do, but it is amazing. Best bar burger.
All right. Poor Judgment.
Well, Ken has lots of that.
A lot of recommendations.
Sounds like a good spot for you. And I also figured out what you can wear to the garden party. And I don't know if you're close to Jaylen Brown or not, but you should wear what he is wearing on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah. Time 100 next.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's all about finances. And interesting, on the cover, it says Jaylen Brown. And I believe the article is written by Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Huh.
Jonathan, if you put down that lower third, you could see, right?
Yeah.
By Colin Kaepernick. So
let me see his shoe game. I like the jacket, though.
Yeah.
He looks nice. He always
is he wearing
looks nice.
His shoes?
Oh, yeah, he's wearing his shoes. Yeah, he could have did a better job with shoe game. Oh.
Yeah, the shoes are not great.
Oh, jeez.
They're basketball shoes. I told you.
They're not even good-looking basketball shoes.
I don't like shoes without laces. I told you. Shoes without laces.
Did you see the new Tatum shoes coming out, though? Those things are gas.
Well, Tatum does a very good job with his shoes, too. But
how is gas a good thing?
This was going
gas
to be...
Gas lights the fire, Curtis. Fire is good.
Okay.
This was going to be my sports lead this morning because I don't know if you guys saw what he had to say about how their preseason is going so far.
No.
They're not, what is it?
In this time thing? Or
yeah.
Separately?
No. Separately. Okay. Talking to media. I don't know. Is the saying rely on your laurels?
Rest on your laurels.
Yes. They're not doing that. Do you have that chime from? Yeah.
Training camp has been hard. Training camp has been a lot of conditioning. A lot of defensive stuff, setting the tone on the defensive end, pushing ourselves. It's been great. It's exactly what we needed. We did not ease into training camp by no means. Joe Mazzulla is a psycho in a good way. But training camp it's probably one of the tougher training camp first 2 days that I probably had in terms of just intensity, conditioning level, physicality, defensive, like warrior type mentality. So I think it'd be good for us. Now we're just working on, building great habits, breaking habits from just being off in the summer and working on trying to play great Celtic basketball.
I love it.
Oh, I do love it.
I love it. Joe Mazzulla being a psycho, here for it.
Ready to go.
He's the best coach in the NBA. Don't you think, Curtis?
Yeah. I think he's amazing.
Yeah. Told you.
Celtics would be lost without him.
I think he goes to any one of those powerful teams and wins a chip. Yep. You get those coaches I don't think that low of
Jalen and Jason. I don't like you think that they're
no,
not
No, no, I
anything.
Think Jalen and Jason, but they he unlocks something that other coaches
couldn't. You and I agreed on what unlocked it, and then all of a sudden you felt bad about
what I agree on.
We agreed that the absence of Marcus Smart allowed those two to become unlocked. We had that exact conversation.
Oh, no, no.
Brad
times.
Stevens unlocked that.
Right.
What? No. Moving
Brad
on from Smart.
Right. That's what unlocked it. We agreed. Right. We talked
but
about
the,
it.
No,
for
no,
weeks.
No. But it was still as we
he actually
as
technically we, locked it. He threw him out, shut the door, and locked
right.
it.
Right. And as we learned, there was still some. There was still a little leftover residue and friction. And he got guys like Porzingis, Derek White, and Jrue Holiday.
Do you think if Porzingis is healthy on the team that Ime coached, that they win that NBA Finals?
Is Marcus Smart on that team?
No, we'll get rid of him. I say yes.
I don't know.
So I mean,
is
I don't know.
Is he the
that's
best?
Why it's hypothetical. We don't know. It's just a guess.
I don't want to have the best in the NBA argument again.
Okay.
But is he the best in the city right now?
Oh, yes. Hands down.
That's a shot at Monty. Jeez.
Hands down.
It is. I mean, he is the best, and he has the respect
Better than Alex Cora?
Yeah.
Better than Bill O'Brien?
Alex Cora didn't even make the playoffs, Greg.
Bill O'Brien
okay,
is a good...
But Charm, that's not on him. I don't put that on him.
No,
I
that's partly on him.
I put that entirely on the roster. I think I put it entirely on the roster, not on Alex Cora.
Because he motivates these guys. He gets them to understand. And NBA players, we know how big their egos are there. And we know the money that they make and the superstars that they are. And he gets these guys to just like... Jaylen Brown said, this guy's a psycho, but we love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he has something that you, and at first I was like, you know, I wasn't on the Missoula train.
At first?
Yeah, I wasn't. And I wasn't on the Missoula train, but then you start to hear from some of these guys and like what he does for them and how he unlocked like their mental potential and getting them to be like, oh, I see it from this angle.
It does go against everything we've been saying about how coaches need to, you know, soften up for this day and age player. And, you know,
well, nobody's a bigger public cheerleader for his players than Joe Mazzulla.
I know, but
yeah,
if
I mean,
he's,
he flew all the way to Paris mm-hmm. to comfort Jason Tatum.
I guess I'm just talking playing the actual sport, not off the field, not off the court. There's not mental reps happening.
But like, I think he has
psycho.
A good balance, right? Like, he clearly has a great relationship with the man, the players, but he also isn't afraid to be like a psycho when it comes to actually practicing and preparing, which I think is the kind of balance you need to be successful in today's day and age.
And it shows you in sports when you hear guys always say, players go, like, I played for so many coaches, and I would go, I would run through a wall for that coach. And Mazzulla seems like he's got guys like Tatum and Brown and the rest of those guys buying in. Like, I'd run through a wall for Bill Parcells, Belichick. I wouldn't do the same for Tony Dungy or Brad Childress, right? Because of...
Do you have any concern about the new owner, whoever it ends up being, whether it's Bezos or some group that Paliuka's a part of?
Bezos!
Being unwilling.
Or Sam Kennedy.
Or Sam Kennedy, Cocoa Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Being unwilling to pay the luxury tax every year going forward. Like, is there any chance that this ends up being the last couple seasons where you're able to have all of these guys here?
No, I don't have, like, I don't really, I'm not tripping about the owner. The owner doesn't affect me because I think whoever buys this team
is going to be willing to lose $80, $100 million, whatever it is, every year going forward.
Right, because
especially if it's
next 5 years.
If it's Bezos, that's nothing. And if it's Wynn, that was the other group.
Right.
Like, Wynn's got all the money in the world.
And then, because I think ultimately what they're going to do, it's like the owner for the Golden State Warriors. They build a new beautiful arena, and that's how you're able to make up your money.
We have some news, not local, but interesting, I think, about the topic of selling franchises. So the Dolphins, the NFL recently, Greg, approved the ability for NFL owners to buy, to sell a percentage of their teams to a private equity investment bank, venture capital, whatever, that up until recently was not allowed.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins took advantage of that. They were initially using a valuation of $7 billion when Stephen Ross was looking to sell 15% of his team, but breaking this morning, according to Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, he sold 13%, or is in the process of selling 13% at a valuation of $8.1 billion.
Wow.
So $1.1 billion higher than even what he had anticipated prior to getting into this bidding process.
That's unbelievable.
And that's this world is the only profitable form of live entertainment that exists. Everything else is watched on our own time. Everything else is totally without any demand or need live in the moment.
Consumed, you know, whenever you want to.
Like we used to consume Thursday night must-see TV with Friends and Seinfeld. Like none of that exists. Yeah. Except for great HBO shows like Game of Thrones, like that'll pop up, or Succession. But
Tell Me Lies right now.
Right. But
also, Shime, some wagering news this morning. A federal appeals court has ruled that legalized wagering on the 2024 election will be allowed.
That's interesting. Like I think previously you were only able to do it like in Canada.
So you will now be able to legal.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wager on the election.
Let's check and see what the Pelosi's bet on. That usually is a good sign of where things are going.
Yeah, and I doubt Massachusetts will ever let you do that because they go like state by state for the most part with those things, and like you can't bet on college props and stuff in Massachusetts. So
but do you get
I doubt
line?
You can bet on the election.
Is it like do you get like Kamala Harris favored by 3? Over Trump.
I bet there's props. I bet there's like who wins the popular vote. Like,
ooh, insurrection. Insurrection plus 2100.
And Greg, do you think the new owner looks at it and goes, or would I ask this question, would the Celtics be losing money if they had their own building?
I would guess probably not.
Right. Yeah, so I think the new owner comes in, regardless of who it is.
But it's going to take a long time to get a new building.
I bet they get a new building done in 5 years.
Yeah, not with the permits and the
Greg, I'm telling you, you get some
green requirements. It's going to have to be.
You get somebody with money, they'll find the place. They might go outside the city a little bit if that's what it takes.
Natick?
But I mean, it could be like Natick or something like that.
The Natick Maulers.
I don't know, but it could be like, 20 minutes outside the city. Uh-huh.
But Wiggy, you saw the Crafts try and build a stadium. You saw John Henry try and build a stadium. I mean,
in Boston.
Right.
Yeah, but then maybe they go to, I don't know.
Our biggest complaint, though, about the Patriots right now is you have to drive all the way to Foxborough to go
see
a game.
No, but I don't think you're going that far. I think maybe Waltham.
Everett.
Like Woburn.
They tried that.
Waltham, Woburn.
What about Fitchburg?
I bet they could get it done in Everett. If they have room over there.
They're trying to get a soccer field built in Everett.
Money.
It's
Bezos.
The Crafts. The Crafts are backing.
No, Bezos, you got to listen. What you got to do, you got to grease these politicians. Say, we'll take care of all the infrastructure. Bezos comes in and says, I got $200 million for you, like Jay-Z's doing in New York. Here's $200 million for the city of Everett for the infrastructure.
I hope that Jay-Z stays clean.
Also, basketball would bring in way more money than soccer would, so I bet people would be more inclined to do that.
Can we hammer the shime on shrooms being legalized? What do you have on that?
I don't know. I got to tell you, I haven't done proper research on that. But
they're
if
everywhere.
Jake Plummer is supporting it, then I think it'll get done.
All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.